Mayor Ochoa and Eli Torres highlight regional push to strengthen drainage system. Texas Border Business. By Texas Border Business, Omar Ochoa and Eli Torres, Precinct 4 Commissioner for Hidalgo County, outlined efforts to improve drainage across the region, emphasizing how city and county systems work together to manage water flow in Edinburgh and surrounding areas. Ochoa said the discussion is part of an ongoing public series on infrastructure, noting prior updates on the Chapin Hike and Bike Trail, pump installations, and downtown drainage projects. He said it is important for residents to understand how our drainage system here in Edinburgh connects to the rest of the county, adding that the county and the city of Edinburgh partner on a lot of different projects, including roads, drainage, and parks. Torres said about 70% of cities in Hidalgo County drain into a regional, main drain, system that carries water east toward the Laguna Madre and the Gulf. She explained that water flows from elevations of about 350 feet in the west to roughly 70 feet in Edinburgh, creating fast inflow that slows significantly downstream. At the end of the day, all this water is going to have to go out to the Gulf, she said. She described the region as somewhat in a bowl, where water converges quickly before slowing due to minimal elevation drop, in some areas about 1 foot per mile, increasing the risk of accumulation. To address this, Torres said the county is expanding the main drain system, comparing it to widening a two-lane water highway to a six-lane, across more than 100 miles. Funding includes $3.7 million secured in 2023 through Congressman Vicente Gonzalez for the South Main Drain and $5.5 million from Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz for the West Main Drain. Ochoa said detention ponds support these efforts by holding water until the system can handle additional flow. Torres described them as water parking lots, allowing controlled release into main channels. Torres said increased development has reduced natural absorption, increasing runoff and straining older subdivision systems. Using federal pandemic relief funds, the county completed 12 projects to improve drainage connectivity in older neighborhoods. Both officials emphasized partnerships. Torres said voters approved county bonds of $190 million in 2018 and $195 million in 2023, adding that, "We couldn't do it without our constituents." Ochoa said coordination among local, state, and federal partners is essential to meet growing demand. Ochoa also pointed to expanded drainage channels in key areas, where widened canals now allow water to move more efficiently, helping reduce flooding and protect homes and businesses.